Psalm 104 is the psalm for today, the last part of the psalm. In verse 24 of Psalm 104, in the Bible it says, "What a wildly wonderful world, God. Wildly wonderful world." Is that right? Amen. I love the way the Message Bible puts it. But from the King James, looking at verse 31, "The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works." Verse 33 and 34, "I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." Amen. That's one of my favorite verses of all time, and I can hardly say it without singing it. But you don't want me to sing it, so I won't. What are we to do? The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. Now, in our Bible reading, those who are reading through the Bible in a year, we're in Ezekiel. Yesterday and today, Ezekiel 1 through 6. If you've read it, I say go back and read it again out of the Message Bible. I laughed, I cried, and I talked back to the Word. It was so funny. I could not believe how the glory of the Lord is described. And the first time Ezekiel sees the glory of the Lord, he bows down. The second time, when it comes back again, you know, the first time you see something that is really strange, really weird, really out of, you know, like spacewalking weird, the first time you see it, that's one thing, and you fall down. But if it comes again, then you know you're not crazy. And he landed down, he fell down again at the glory of the Lord. And I said, "You think?" "Yeah, I think so. I think so." My goodness, the glory of the Lord. And what the psalm says, Psalm 104 says, "The glory of the Lord shall endure forever and ever." And we don't even know what the glory is, but we get a taste and a touch of it by looking at Ezekiel. My goodness, what that man went through for God. When I want to complain as a Christian because things get too much and I have too many pages to do and, you know, too much stuff and too many building your faith lessons, and I think, "Oh God, but you didn't, thank God you didn't create me as Ezekiel. I don't know if I could have taken it." I guess seeing the glory was worth what he had to go through. Back to the psalm. What are we supposed to do about this glory? We will sing unto the Lord as long as we live. That sing is really singing out in the Hebrew. It's really getting in there. It's walking around singing. "I will sing praise unto my God." And it's that praise is just clapping your hands and celebrating, getting really excited about God. "And I'll do that as long as I'm alive. My meditation of him shall be sweet." That means that you're going to think on him, you're going to let your mind go to him, you're going to be so close to him that the word sweet means to be braided together. You think about him so much that you absolutely get braided together with him. That's how we should be in our relationship with the Lord. So intimate, so braided together, so entwined with him that nothing can pull us apart. "And therefore, I will be glad in the Lord." Let's stand this morning and let's say this, not out of the King James, but let's say it out of the Message Bible. The glory of the Lord, let it last forever. Let God enjoy his creation. Oh, let me sing to God all my life long. Sing hymns to my God as long as I live. Oh, let my song please him. I'm so pleased to be singing to God. He is so wonderful. I am so glad to be able to sing to him. And I'm glad that I don't have to sing all alone this morning. At home or out in the woods someplace. But I get to sing with you because then I get to listen to your voices sing, not just my own. Huh? Amen. We get to enjoy singing together. And you know what? That makes God so happy. I'm not here this morning to please me. I'm not here to worship to please me. I'm here, and I hope you are here, to please him. Let's let God enjoy us totally this morning.